Turn with me, please, to Psalm 18. I'm going to read the first three verses, but also the title piece of the psalm. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. I will love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from all my enemies. This is the first quite long psalm we've come to, Psalm 18, 50 verses in all. The verse that's quoted by the New Testament is verse 49, so we'll be a while before we get to that. It's quoted in Romans chapter 15, verse 9. Verse 49 reads, "Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name." Paul writes, "And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name." Not quite exactly the same. I suspect the differences are with the version that Paul was using, perhaps the Septuagint, the written by the 70. But that's the verse that's quoted in Psalm, in Romans, that's verse 49 from this psalm. It's a thanksgiving psalm. Psalm 17, the one that precedes it, is more of a lament. David finds himself surrounded by his enemies, like lions hungry for prey. Just like a few times in his long and troubled life. And he cries for deliverance, and he has confidence in his God that his God will deliver him. And this Psalm 18 is a thanksgiving psalm for all those times when God had delivered David. In Psalm 18, David's looking back over his life, perhaps various incidents that have occurred. And it occurs in 2 Samuel chapter 22, almost word for word, this long psalm. He gives thanks for deliverance from Saul and all his enemies. The title of the psalm, that first bit I read, is the second longest in the Psalter. Only Psalm 60 is longer. And the title notes that David was delivered from Saul. He was delivered also from Absalom, his son. And he was delivered from Philistines, Amorites, Moabites, all sorts of different peoples who were out to get him in one way or another. The first three verses have quite a number of my's in them. David writes, "My strength, my rock, my deliverer, my fortress, my shield, my stronghold." Some of these my's reference martial times, times of military war. The likes of this fortress, the shield, the stronghold. But it was the Lord that was these things to David. We know that he took himself off with some of his men to various places that were fortress-like, that were strongholds. No doubt shields were used as well. But David doesn't rely upon these things. He relies and trusts in the Lord, not those things themselves.